Sign up now at rockfin.com/FKNplus to get access to this entire video podcast.
Well, let me know about this ice barricade that we got that won't let us fall off the edge of the planet.
So Antarctica yeah. is actually the ice ring that goes around the planet. The center is the North Pole. The United Nations flag is the map. All the flight paths actually line up. It actually does. This is one of the ones that's like super true, that the flight paths would make way more sense on a flat Earth map. They don't make any sense on the globe Earth. They'll go like way out of their way to stop somewhere to refuel and then go back towards their like destination. But when you look at it on the flat Earth, it was a straight line the whole time. It's pretty fucking weird. That one really gets to me. Yeah, what other ones are really good?
We hosted a whole flat Earth debate, and they made so many good points that were not rebutted to my liking. Sorry, Weezy, go ahead. I just wanted to say that.
No, you go ahead, man. Go ahead, bro.
No, we had a guy on that knew his flat Earth shit, and while I don't agree with everything, and there are easy ways to rebut a lot of it, there are several points that I'm like, I don't know. I mean, either it works on both, or there's no good rebuttal from the Ball Earth community, and I've never found a Ball Earther that wants to even spend their time to come on and debate, at least scientifically, where they're like coming on to like be like, no, this is why, this is that, and we don't know all the numbers or all the science about it, so it would be hard to, you know, determine what was going on anyway. But we did a whole debate, like 2 hours worth of these guys, and the Ball Earther had nothing. He kind of crashed and burned, but it doesn't mean it changed my mind. It was just like, well, I haven't had these, points.
Well, if you go out on a boat, any body of water in the fucking world, you will see the horizon encompasses you in a big circle. So that would tell me that no matter where you're at on the Earth, you are going to be on a circular object because of that perspective from as far as the horizon goes.
The telescopes, you get your phone that you can zoom in. Even phones can do it nowadays. You get a telescope, you can zoom in as far as fuck to however the fuck the moon is. That's one of the good points that they do make, is how the hell do we calculate that the fucking moon is so many miles away and the fucking sun is so many million miles away? I mean,
Corey is smoking crack right now, I think.
Corey's a meth head from Nokomis, Florida, and Corey's from Sarasota. Crazy. He knows Nokomis. He just started laughing.
He got the government.
Oh man, all that good shit comes from Polk County.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, and you know, back to Corey's point about, that's one of the things that rebuts it for me. The other thing that rebuts the flat Earth concept for me, at least, is that you look at the fucking sky with a telescope or whatever, and you see the planets are all fucking spheres. You're going to tell me that we're the fucking special ones
that live on
a fucking flat plane with fucking ice sheets coming down? And if you're religious, see, that's why I think flat earthers or religious people gravitate towards the flat Earth shit, because they're like, well, it's in the Bible, it's in the firmament and all this bullshit. I'm like, I'm not religious. I don't believe in any of those things. So I don't think we're special.
It's actually in every single tradition, period. Every single tradition.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on.
That's why I don't believe in it.
I'm just saying, it's not just Christianity, it's every religion and every spiritual tradition, every ethnic tradition.
Look what happened to Galileo. When Galileo brought it up, his ass was, you bitch, take that back, or we're going to burn you on the cross, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to get things done, is through aggression and threats, and, you know, that's the way the world works. So the flat Earth, are we still circular in nature, or...
It would be, so the ones,
is that right? Half.
The ones it's that like would the, make sense if they're real are the this, we're just a circular flat disc, or we're a gigantic globe that's way bigger than we think it is. And we're just one little pocket in it.
So we couldn't be like square, rectangular, per se.
Can't be.
Couldn't be.
Could be a tesseract.
Earthers, the other good point, we're talking about good points that they make, is that, we're told that the world spins at like so many miles per second or per hour, or whatever. It's like it's an insane amount. And we're like, wouldn't the water be like fucking flying off of the surface and shit?
But that that doesn't get me, because if you had a ball big enough, the water on it would be like comparable to our oceans. You know, if our oceans were to that ball, it would be like a little thin sheen of water. It wouldn't be like pockets of deep water on that ball. Do you know what I'm trying to say? If we miniaturize the Earth, the ocean is not very deep, actually.
I'm trying to imagine it.
It's just a little skim of water. Like, that would not I'm just saying that's one of those ones I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I know one way or another. I'm just saying that's a good point. I don't either. That's a good point that they raise.
It could be one, but I'm not, that one isn't very compelling to me, because I can't actually imagine having a miniaturized Earth with gravity and an atmosphere in the way that we have it, and then spinning that, because I don't know what that would be like. We don't have
Hey, so does anybody electrified and everything. Would it affect you in any way if someone was like, hey, guess what? The Earth is flat. No, I'm not, like, I actually completely agree with you, Lindsay. It's just I do maybe think the Earth is round. I don't care that, like, it doesn't matter. Someone said to me, the Earth is round or the Earth is flat, I would be like, okay, it doesn't, I'm not doing anything that matters as far as whether it's round or flat. So I do think, like X Cube said earlier, it's kind of like busy work. It just keeps our brains going and fighting and polarized. So we're like, it's round, it's flat, it's round, it's flat. Like, eh. So,
but that's what I hate, though, because I'm like, it's fun to explore. It's fun to talk about it. I love that it came up and I had never questioned it before. It's my favorite thing, to question things that I've never questioned before. So I loved it. I looked into it. It blew my mind. I came to the same conclusion. I don't actually care. It doesn't actually matter to me. And
it is like, fun, though. The theories are super fun. I get you.
And all you have to do is not fucking care. And then you can talk about it forever. Yeah. And it's not busy work. It's just like talking about any of the things we've talked about tonight, right? It's just fun. But it's when you do that thing.
We had a flat earth debate on our show where we had people come on and we're just going back and forth and battling. Yeah.
Yeah. And if, as long as you, like we were talking about before, don't close your mind off, like, who fucking cares anyway?
Interesting and weird at best, for sure.
Yeah, my favorite thing, definitely by far, as far as XQ was asking about points, was the time lapse around Polaris. I can't get off that one, because like Wheezy was saying, we're spinning at so many thousand miles an hour, you know, spinning through space, our galaxy spinning, but you can do I sent it to Corey. You can see a time lapse around Polaris where all the stars are rotating around Polaris. That makes no sense with the way that they say that the Earth is moving and the stars should be not doing that.
Yeah,
look, just Google it, people that are listening. It's
that's
a fucking
also
weird.
Where you get the swastika from.
Yeah, I got a good idea that people don't know shit, though. And they're just saying shit.
Exactly.
I got a good idea that that's what's happening. It's just like, let's just throw that out there and just say that it's facts. And hell, I don't have any money to rebut it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have billions of dollars to go do my own research, you know what I'm saying? Send my space shuttle up to wherever I'm gonna send it to, or if it can actually get out of our atmosphere without, you know, smacking a wall and just crumbling back to the Earth. You know what I'm saying? Or I'll just do like China and just shoot a rocket that traveled around the Earth twice and landed nowhere. It just got sucked into a black hole. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like
a dark white hole.
My goodness.
Does Chris have two different camera angles, or am I the one with mushrooms?
No, he does.
Dude, I told you this the other day when we did a show. I have two camera angles now, yes.
I was drunk. I don't know.
His name is CoreyHughes.com over there.
What, one camera? Two cameras. Oh, there it is. Second camera. Oh. In your fucking face.
Right. No, I could do that too, but the other one would be like up my nostril.
You have to do the Wayne's World. Go camera one, camera two,
I'm not sober enough for that right now anyway. Well, I think the world, suddenly, by the way, the flat Earth thing, crazy. I think it's whatever the fuck you want it to be. Like, I think it's attached to our consciousness. And if you think it's flat, it's flat. If you think it's round, it's round. Maybe if you get out to space and you fucking... That's right. If you get out to space and you see a big dick and balls, that's what it is. Or a big
I have this cactus and it was just a little cactus. And then I started watering it and it sprouted two little balls and now it's a penis. And it's
That's the flower of life.
Lindsay's manifesting some shit.